I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Great Hill Morning Show brought to you by Window World of Boston. Whether you need a new roof, replacement windows, or new siding, do what Lou and Christian did. Call Window World of Boston today, 800-NEXT-WIN, windowworldofboston.com.
Up at 7:20, my former BFF, the one whose name shall not be uttered on this program, has a prediction for Pat's Dolphins on Sunday, which will make Courtney blush. So we will get to that prediction from the guy who refused a simple request for an exit interview upon departing this region. By the way, more than one request via text.
Andy sent you a voice recording that he sent to 20 other people, which is generic.
No, things were fine when he sent the message.
So what happened?
I think the guy said he loved me.
Oh.
And then he gets himself on Inside the NFL and forgets about where he came from. That's the issue.
Hilly, appreciate the message, bro.
Yeah, you got it, bud.
More importantly, I appreciate you over the years, our relationship. Mm-hmm. In all facets, mm-hmm. Share a lot of memories to come.
Yep.
I love you. Been a hell of a ride. Mm-hmm. On to the next chapter. And, you know, it is what it is, buddy. Father Time is undefeated. Love you, man. Thank you for everything.
A million girls would have loved for that message.
Apparently, the next chapter is one in which the individual does not return any of your text messages.
You must have done something.
How can you share memories if you're not returning
you had to have done something.
A text message? What would I have done?
I don't know. Maybe one night you guys were out, you don't remember everything that went down or what was said.
That was a generic text he sent to everybody. Because the next thing he did after
that... He says Hilly at the beginning.
He went on...
You maroon.
He went on... Mm-hmm. We just started podcast, which was on for a week and went on a podcast run, giving everybody interviews. But Greg Hill, come on, man.
He had a script in front of him, and it just had a blank where you put the person's name when he read it.
No, it's like Curtis, you're the big radio guy. What's that thing when you guys go down to training camp and you ask the player, hey, can you say this?
Record a bunch of liners.
Mm. Right. And every radio station does it for all over the country.
It would have been easier, though, if he just copied and pasted texting. So having a voice message actually plays in Greg's favor. That's a lot of work.
Right. Mm-hmm. He had to put effort into that.
Yes.
This is Tim from Natick. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Not much. Coco, I love the way you said you brought that in. If Mac Jones is still the backup, then absolutely you take Tom Brady for a year. but let's be realistic, and can we throw out all the facts? Curtis, the reason why Tampa Bay was able to re-sign their free agents is because Brady did the same thing he did in New England. He signed a fake 4-year extension, which voids to a 1-year extension after the 2022 season, to save the team $19 million this year so they could re-sign Godwin and other free agents.
So why didn't they do that here, Tim?
Yeah, because they wanted to do that, but this is when he wanted his money. He wanted the $25 million.
Right, he wanted $25 million to stay here, Tim, and they didn't give it to him.
And what do you think is going to happen in Tampa Bay after the 2022 season when all those fake years are going to be on against the salary cap?
Do you think Bulls fans,
shambles, just
Tim,
like last year with
Tim,
the Patriots?
Do you think Bulls fans would say, "Let's have a couple more years of Jordan and then we'll suck," or do you think they're happy with the way things ended? I mean, do you want to have the greatest player to ever play the game on your team for as long as possible?
What I want is what happens.
So you're not answering the question.
I want a quick rebuild. And if it means letting the greatest player in NFL history go, who I absolutely am always going to root for, except when he plays the Patriots, I want the Pats to go 20-0 and Brady to go 18-2 this year. I'm always going to root for Brady. That's never going to change unless it's against the Pats. We needed to rebuild.
Why?
And because everything comes to an end. You can't. It would have been this year or next year. Eventually, we would have been in the 7-9 or 6-10 season whenever Brady was done.
So you're happy you had Cam Newton last year instead of Tom Brady?
Well, it also means having a.
Do you answer any question?
Bill Belichick. Yes, Curtis. I'm happy because it was going to happen no matter what.
It didn't have to happen. That's the entire point. That's why I'm mad. It did not have to happen. Of course it didn't.
So, Tim, weigh in on the – I know your answer, but you would prefer to have Mac Jones and the pieces that are around him this season over having Tom Brady back.
It's a loaded question because if Tom Brady can come with all the weapons that are here, of course I want Tom Brady here.
Yeah, but that's not the –
But
that's
if Tom Brady
it.
Was on – Hold on, but if Tom Brady was on last year's team, which was the exact same team the year before when we went one and done in the playoffs,
where you won 12 games,
would have won the Super Bowl.
Tim, do you know how many times the Patriots have won 12 games before Tom Brady arrived?
Yes, I'm older than you. I'm well aware.
So how many times did the organization win 12 games before Tom Brady arrived?
Zero.
Right. So you're saying that was a horrible year? It never happened before he got here. It's historic. I mean, he had 24 touchdowns and 8 picks on the team that Cam Newton had 8 touchdowns and 13 picks.
Yeah, awful year. Believe me, I don't disagree with any of that. My point is, whether it happened in 2020 or in 2023, that 6-10, 7-9 season is inevitable whenever Brady leaves. I'd rather have it in 2020. So we still have 3 or 4 more years of Bill Belichick being here as opposed to 2023 when we're hoping maybe it's Josh McDaniels, who we don't know how is going to be as a coach in New England.
All right, Tim, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think it makes any sense at all. You never give up the greatest player of all time when he's still playing at a high level. Even though, listen, I hate the fact that he left, and I believe he left because he, you know, wanted to leave. And if he still wanted to be here, he could still be here. You could still have pieces around him. You could still have those same guys. If he was willing to take the money that he wanted, you'd still have those pieces around him, and you'd be competing for another championship. That seventh one might have been with the Patriots, and you'd still have an opportunity to get more because we know this guy's not retiring anytime
soon. Okay, do you agree with Ken's lead that he continues to take shots at the fans here?
I believe so. Yes, he does. I agree with his lead, but I also do.
So the commercial, the crypto commercial that started airing yesterday is a shot at not only the organization, but also the fans. Why?
He's been taking shots at us ever since he left.
Why? First, even if you wanted to come back, we wouldn't take you.
Yes, you would. Yeah, we would.
You're right, we would.
Why is he taking shots at us? We were loyal to the guy.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I would have rather him call Devin McCourty and have it be a team thing instead of the fan thing. And yes, it was a bartender, and then the people sitting around the bartender were supposed to represent kind of all of New England. That left a bad taste
in my mouth. It is a shot because he knows. Like, he's one of those people that he knows. We heard him say 90% of the things he says is a lie, but we know that he's super confident. He's super cocky. That's why he's been able to play the way he's playing for this amount of years. And he knows that most fans in New England would take him back at the drop of a dime. Mm-hmm. He knows that.
All right. Well, that was Ken's lead this morning. Another shot fired at the fans of New England by one Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. Here is Ken with what is trending this morning.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Welcome to Adventure Elevated in the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness Edition. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hunter Renthro is trending wigs.
The hero. The
yes,
Renthro.
The Renthro.
The immaculate Renthro.
Yeah, and a big two-run homer. And the whole key to the whole shebang was you not being there. Thank God you were not at Fenway last night. Red Sox win 2-1 over the Rays.
It didn't work out for you.
I think you only get the home plate seats once a season. I'm a huge Sox fan. And
By the way, you know how Sean and Joe gave you a shout-out in the front row a couple
on
nights
the broadcast.
Ago? Not Courtney. Sean, sorry about that, Courtney.
No, they didn't mention Courtney, but
not even a
Sean
bit.
McDonough and Joe gave me a little shout-out.
Did you hear the whole extended cut?
No, how would I hear? I was at the game. How would I hear the whole extended cut?
I thought you might listen back later.
You got a shout-out?
He got one. Dana got one. Dennis Drinkwater.
Yeah, we got a shout. We got a. You have the shout. Wiggy missed the shout-out.
Yeah.
With the
full extended version.
This is the extended.
Full cut, yeah.
All right.
Colleague Greg Hill from WEI, the morning show, is here tonight at the game with Dana Panapinto, our director of sales.
Pitch is a little bit low. He's reached base again. 37 straight. Ball four.
They were in the front row right behind home plate, too.
Really?
It's good to be the morning, man. You have great seats.
And can you believe it? Looks like Greg Hill is on his third hot dog of the game. His career average at Fenway has been about 2.5 hot dogs, so obviously a very good night for him. And we're only in the top of the fifth inning. You think he knows he's spilled a little mustard on the collar of his shirt? Oh, well, I guess he does because he just scooped it up and put it back to the hot dog.
All right,
can you believe it?
All right, that's that part didn't
that's
happen.
A good shout out.
That happened.
Wow.
That part
did not.
You were done dirty there.
How would you know? You weren't watching the game.
Good point, Wick.
I mean, he's on his phone.
Wow, that was pretty good.
That's why Joe's the best of the best. The attention to detail.
That is
pick out the mustard.
That was seamless.
Right, and like you said, the transition from talking about the game to Greg Hill's average on hot dogs. You've already said you love a good
ball. You know that really didn't happen, right?
No, that sounded like it happened to me.
Okay, I just want to let you.
Thank you, Wiggs.
Ken, how dare you.
2-1 win.
Dastardly deed that you did to me there.
That's trending, but Renthro, what a game last night. 2-run blast over the Monsters, flips a 1-0 deficit into a 2-1 lead, and then in the ninth, game-ending outfield assist, Wiggy, he threw that from the warning track in dead center to third base. Great tag by Dalbec, but the throw 270 feet on the money ends the ball game.
Right, horrible slide. Aren't you supposed to go face first on the slide?
Ooh.
So you don't get caught like that where your upper body is up? Mm. Where's Framingham Lou to fill us in on that one?
Yeah. Front office report at 9, we'll have Brian O'Halloran, B-O-H, on. They picked up Renthro in the offseason. He was a cast-off from Tampa. So obviously a big signing there, big addition. And of course, Sivaldi, who's a former Ray as well, and he had 7 shutout innings in a no decision. And thanks to the Yankees' loss to Toronto, leapfrogging the Yankees in the wild card standings, Boston now in the home field advantage for the wild card game.
Driver's seat.
In the driver's seat.
Are we back to a rivalry?
Back to a rivalry. Great point, Coco.
Yeah. Well, once they get to the play-in game, then it might be a little bit of a rivalry.
And a big road trip starts tomorrow, 3 in Chicago and the 3 in Seattle. The Mariners are 2.5 back of the Yankees. Patriots captains yesterday announced 5 of them. David Andrews, Dont'a Hightower, Matthew Slater, James White, Devin McCourty all have been captains for at least 3 years. For McCourty, who will join us tomorrow, Greg, and Slater, 11 straight seasons.
Wow.
I think it's Slater's birthday today, too.
It's pretty impressive.
So a nice birthday present for him.
Happy beautiful. Birthday. And a great stat just tweeted by Adam Schefter. Tom Brady is starting in his 300th regular season game tonight.
I said that yesterday. You weren't even listening.
Oh, we have a new audience every 15 minutes.
You tell me it was a great stat.
Are you attending some sort of a watch party? Is there a local Tampa fan club here in Boston?
Dudes only. Just Pudge and I and the man.
Wow.
Lathering up.
Okay. Why dudes only?
Did you get
Pudge a little Bucks jersey to wear?
Sausage fest.
I did. Pudge loves buffalo chicken dip at Cavs. So.
We've got the game for you tonight. 7:30, we join Westwood One right here on Sports Radio WEI. Zach Martin out for the Cowboys. Weeks.
Big game tonight. Big game for Brady to show that he is back, goes out there and throws 4 touchdowns on his way to maybe –
Well, they, honestly, I mean, they
now
got
he's going to have like three picks.
They got everybody back. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. When was the last time the defending Super Bowl champs got everybody back?
Yeah.
I mean,
the Chiefs last year. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is the first time ever, all 22 from a Super Bowl start. I believe that's the first time ever.
And
first
speaking of everybody being back, Frank Clark, who had like 16 loaded pistols in his car, got arrested in L.A. starting week one, no issue in the NFL.
It's crazy.
So, it's good to be a Chief.
Yeah. And Courtney took Travis Kelce in the first round of her draft.
Yes.
What a reach that was.
I did, and I stand by it. And when I win my league, we can all talk after.
Yes, we will.
That's what's trending.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Craig Hill Morning Show.
Oh, no! Why you
think
my baby
though? On WEEI.
And I'm focused on getting more. They too stuck on getting even. I'm ready for it. We should really be together more. Cause I know we got some time, but I'm never sure.
Put 2 toes in the light, right? The world up on my life, right? Saying I'm the one she lied. She checking for me, now baby coming.
Is that new Drake?
Yeah.
As if you don't know.
Certified Lover Boy.
It's very good.
What's better, the new Drake album or the new Kanye album, Wiggy?
Well, Kanye's got like 50 songs on it, so I haven't got all the way through it, but the Drake album's pretty good.
Yeah. I have two favorites on the Drake album and no favorites on the Donda album.
Really?
Well, I mean, the Donda album's good. Kanye is amazing, but his first song on the album is him just chanting Donda. And I get it. He's, you know.
That's the 58 hot beats for his mother's last, her last hot beat.
Right. Mm. But it's like, that is a full song on the album. And people have been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for this. But TSU on Certified Lover Boy is very good. And Girls Want Girls is very good.
I like I'm Too Sexy, though. That's
Yeah. I mean, that's
Drake's
the
catchy.
Video.
Like, everything's catchy with him. Where Kanye, it's, you know, he doesn't have as catchy of the songs that he does, but the one he has with Jay-Z is pretty good.
And the album cover is going viral. I mean, talk about minimal effort for a album cover. It's like an emoji. But
weigh in on this. Brees Hill was telling me over the weekend that he believes that the beef between those two is manufactured.
I believe so.
You do?
Perfect. They're they're that type. You know, they are ahead of the game. I mean, look what Kanye did. Selling out the Mercedes-Benz stadium in Atlanta just for snippets of his album.
Mm-hmm.
And then this...
snippets?
What?
Is it tidbits?
tidbits? There are snippets. There are tidbits and there are snippets.
Put it together.
However, snippets. You combine the two
yes.
and you get snidbits.
I like that's what it.
You get. I like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We always, that we, hey, that's a word.
Snippets. Okay. Or,
look it up in Urban Dictionary.
I think it's all around Kim Kardashian. I don't think it's manufactured.
But Google it.
You don't think it's fake.
No,
you think it's real.
I think that Drake hooked up with Kim, and
it's perfect timing. Though, what better way? He's got an album. Then you got this little beef. There's a little diss song out there by Drake. Then there's a diss track with supposed to be with Andre 3000.
Wiggy, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Bigger rivalry, is it Bryson DeChambeau and Kepka?
Yep.
Drake and Yeezy, or Greg and Ordway?
Oh, I would definitely say Greg and Ordway. But it seems like Greg won that one, so.
But couldn't you say, in my feelings, if you believe the Kim topic, in my feelings, people think is about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Drake's that smart, though. They listen, this is all manufactured. This
what
is,
do you tell all, Mama?
It's all made up.
Yeah, yeah, and it's perfect, though. I mean, both of their albums, it looks like, are a success.
Yeah.
What better way to do it?
By the way, Courtney, the fantasy football hardos weighing in on the Kelce pick and saying that it's actually a really good pick.
Wow, so, Karen,
thank
you're
way
you.
Off. You're way
that's
off.
That's a reach here. For Kelce. Come on.
We'll see. We shall see.
Pick. I'm not a fantasy football hardo, clearly. Mm-hmm. But they're saying that when it comes to your first pick being a tight end and being Travis Kelce, it's not a bad pick.
I was a Stephon Diggs, and if he was gone, I was going Kelce. That was all I had planned before the draft.
That's a small
one. Is it PPR or not?
She doesn't know whether it's a PPR.
But I mean, either way, it's
Greg's still, league's BLT.
Either way, it still works out good. Kelce's always, I mean, I think he's like 6 years or 7 years in a row. He's over 1,000 yards. So, yeah, that's a smart pick.
Thank you.
All right. Julian Bubs Edelman, I mentioned this earlier.
Called in?
He has not called into the program, but he has weighed in on Sunday, Pat's Dolphins. And I'm assuming this is from inside the NFL.
Yes, his debut.
Where he's made his debut.
Whoever's dressing him did an incredible job.
Snappy dresser.
Yeah,
that guy.
He looks great.
Snappy dresser.
Yep.
Did you ever get those jeans he promised you, Greg?
No, I never got those. Oh. They don't make them in my size. the European size is 48 for me.
I love you.
Here is Bubs Edelman on Sunday.
All right, next game, stay with you here, old-timer. Okay. Dolphins at the Patriots. New England is favored by 3 points.
Since 2004, undrafted free agents made it every year on the Patriots. This year it's, what's his name, Quinn Nordine? Kicker?
Right.
Kid's going to come up big. They're going to win. They're going to win, and they're going to cover the spread. They always start fast. This team starts fast.
All right, good.
Love it.
You agree, Wicks?
Yeah, I told you that. They should be 3-0.
Cover the spread, though.
I think they should beat Miami by touchdown.
Ooh, by a TD.
But that is awful analysis. Nordine is like the weak link. He might cost them the game. You think he's that's not a reason they're going to win. That's a reason to be worried about this.
Yeah, I actually did a deep dive on him after we talked about it and before the draft and my draft, not the actual draft. And his senior season at Michigan was like tough.
Atrocious.
You know what? A great story. His story is probably the best one on the team right now. Looking at jobs on LinkedIn before getting this role, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, he's. Right. But I agree
you
with
Edelman. You know who's looking at jobs on LinkedIn
here we go.
Right now?
Cam Newton.
Funky Friday coming tomorrow. Yep.
Courtney, what's your prediction?
I like Wiggy's. I'm going to give Mac Jones a little bit more credit. I think 2 touchdowns. I think it's going to be 14 points.
You do?
Yeah. No. I think he's going to come out hot. He's going to want to prove people wrong, and he's going to come out hot.
But it also could come down to your man, Nordine.
Yeah.
Because if it's two teams that have young quarterback, and let's say both of them are struggling, it's going to come down to maybe the field goal kicker. And, you know, you got Nordine, and what way does he go? If he misses a few kicks, you better hold on to it, Courtney, because he might be gone in week 2.
Curtis?
I don't think Edelman makes week 2. That's my prediction with that type of analysis. They replace him with Ray Lewis's son. No, I think the Patriots win. This is a game when you have Belichick against a former protege in Flores. Belichick's defense is great right now. I know they don't have Gilmore, but I don't think 2 is that great. I think the Patriots win a low-scoring game.
Ken?
Well, Gresh and I are football guys. We were talking shop yesterday. Not about the quarterback. It's about the trenches, right? So the new guys on D for the Patriots up front, stop the run. Godshaw has a great slogan, have fun, stop the run. Or reverse that, whatever it is. I like that. They're going to shut down the run, 23-10 Patriots. 23-10.
He threw the first pitch when Courtney and I were at the game the other night.
Yes, he did.
Did a pretty good job with it. All right, so we're all in on a victory Sunday for your New England Patriots.
Honk it up.
Lincoln's going to be electric.
here's Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Greg, what's going on, brother?
What's up, man?
Not much. Long time since you talked about this, but about Tom leaving. I don't think you guys give the other side the due that it's deserved. He was getting kind of sick of not being appreciated. Like Wiggy said, they didn't put the pieces around him. And it's not just about the money. Maybe he's just sick of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And there's no guarantee Mac Jones is going to do anything. We were supposed to have Rick Meyer and Drew Bledsoe. You couldn't lose no matter which one you pick. But luckily, Parcells picked the right one.
Yeah, I mean, I wish Tom Brady would stop taking shots at this region so we could move on
and never talk
about it ever again.
We'll never move on.
Especially because he won't talk about the Patriots in particular. He won't talk about Belichick. Talk about the people you actually have an issue with, not all the fans that adore you. You know, you don't want to talk about the former head coach by name when you want to give praise to everybody else, but then you want to take shots at the fans.
Well, he knows he could take shots at us because, you know, there are going to be a lot of people that would be like, I'd still take him back. Even though we look at him like, oh, he's a traitor. We can't stand him. We hate him. We don't want to see him succeed. If you ask us, we take him back. We'd be like, yeah, we take him back.
Yeah, but I want to see Tom Brady succeed. Like, I want Tom Brady to have a great season.
You want him to win championships?
No, not against and I don't want him to beat the Patriots. But now, if he keeps doing this, I don't want him to do it anymore. It's like the more that he takes shots, the less likely it is that I'm going to root for the guy.
And Wiggy, you're so wrong. Most of Patriots fans don't want him back. Look at the poll question. 60% would take Mac and the new free agents over
Brady.
Yeah, but
your wording is all. Your wording is biased.
It's not the
you're
wording.
You're leading
Wiggy.
The witness.
They're
you're
not.
Leading. Yes, it
no,
is.
No, they're not. The question isn't, would you take. It's not just, would you take Tom Brady back? The question is, would you take Tom Brady back, or would you prefer Mac Jones, the future, and what Bill was able to put around him?
Yeah, but Bill could have still put around him the pieces. You make it sound like Bill couldn't have done that. Bill could have done that.
How could he do that if he's paying Brady $25 million a year?
You do the same contract he signed with the Bucks with avoidable years at the end of the deal, and you spread it around.
Yeah, you could. They could have easily gave Brady a 3-year extension on top of what they wanted. Gave him the $25 million up front, some type of, you know, bonus, and then spread
some type of bonus. No salary cap. There's no capologist that works for the Patriots.
Of course there is, but
just pay whatever.
So you think they handled this properly, Ken?
They did the best thing they could when Brady decided he needed top dollar.
He did not need top dollar. You keep saying that people made $40 million plus last year. He made 25.
$25 million is top five.
It's not.
Other than Dak, it is.
It
$25 million a season is top five in the league.
It is not.
Who are the top five
quarterbacks? Okay, Stafford, Mahomes, Matt Ryan, Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. There's five that all make more than Brady. That was off the top of my head. I could find the rest of the list if you want. Not accurate at all about top dollar. That is a factually inaccurate statement.
The poll is fraudulent anyway because he didn't want to be here, so he's not coming back. And for him to take shots like that, that's why it makes sense, is because he's not coming back. He didn't want to be here.
You know the biggest reason?
He's not even top 10, Curtis, to add to your kind of what you were just argument. Mahomes, $45 million. Prescott, 40. Deshaun, 39. Russell Wilson, 35. And Jared Goff and Aaron Rodgers, 33, tied for top
five. He's fifth.
No, that $33.5 million is what Goff and Aaron Rodgers, and they're both tied for fifth.
Well, last year he was fifth.
Okay. Here's the issue here, Greg. The reason why Tom Brady is here is nothing to do with contracts, nothing to do with anything. Belichick went through a big rut in drafting. He did not draft well for 3 to 4 years, which is why Robert Kraft said they had to spend all that money in this offseason. Because they didn't draft talented players who get lower contracts, they then lost the people around Brady, and that's why he's here. So if you want to blame anyone specifically, blame the team and Belichick's drafting over the last 3 to 4 years. That's why he's no longer here.
Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you feeling?
Hillbug, it's been a rough go. For all my fellow listeners or the diehards who couldn't see more bad things happen to me, they're having a good month, let me tell you.
Do you need – could Ken come over and give you some kind of a sponge bath or something? I mean, is
– Nah, I'll pass on that. I don't think Kenny's a big fan. love how Ken, your beloved, you know, baseball, what a bunch of morons, huh? They elect one of the greatest players of all time on a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, that was odd. You know, that was odd.
I mean, that's why that sport's dead, kid, right there. You know, I mean, I need no more example than that. But Hildog,
yeah,
we're back to fighting over why Pretty left. That's where we're at today.
I don't want to listen. Ken's lead this morning was the crypto commercial in which Tom Brady takes a shot in Ken's mind at New England, at the fans. And so that's how we got to it. I don't want to go into we know why the guy left. He's gone. We're done. We're finished. It's a new era. It's the Maxos. It's the Maxos era around here, and we're on to Mac Millen or whatever.
Mackie in a second, but yeah. Kenny's got this weird derangement syndrome that you like to throw around with Pretty, huh?
Yeah.
He just can't stand the guy.
He took another shot, Derek. I mean, God.
What was the shot again for people who missed it? What was the shot?
Okay, we'll play the audio. Yeah.
First, even if you wanted to come back, we wouldn't take you.
Yes, you would. Yeah, we would.
Yeah, we would.
Yes, you would.
What's the shot?
Yeah, you'd take me back.
Of
course.
Yes, you would. Back.
He's portraying...
He's 100% right.
Right?
100% right.
No? Okay, check the poll question.
That's number one. Number two, Hildog, what's happened with the media in this town? They're setting this kid Jones up for failure. I mean, all of a sudden, the Patriots are like the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl. Mac's going to be rookie of the year. They're setting this kid up. Not to mention, who do they got as the backup? Myers is the backup?
I believe it is Jacoby Myers.
and lastly, Hildog, like I said many, many years ago, the reason Pretty is not here is because Bill. 100%. And it's not his drafting. It's not money. They hate each other, Hildog. They hate each other. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
Thank you, Derek.
The reason why Tom's not here is because Tom changed. I mean, that's it. It's that simple. He changed. And listen, people evolve and they grow. They change because he was with Bill for all those years. The one thing I will say about Bill, he's the same person.
That's patently wrong.
No. The way he treats
Bill changed much more than Brady did last year. He was basically making out with Cam Newton after each interception.
But that was Brady was no longer here.
Do you not find it odd that Tom Brady basically refuses to acknowledge that he learned anything from Bill Belichick?
I think it stands to reason that we all gave Bill credit for things that were Brady. Look at what happened to the Patriots when he left, and look what happened to the Bucs when Tom got there.
There's going to be a one-on-one tonight, right? Opening night NFL. Mm-hmm. Tom's going to sit down. Do you think he gives Bill Belichick an inch of credit whatsoever for anything?
No.
For developing from a six-round pick to the greatest quarterback of all time? You think he gives any credit to his coach
Bill
at all?
Bill Belichick, according to Ian O'Connor's book, told many people, anybody that would listen, that he could win a Super Bowl and do all the things he's done with a top 15 quarterback, basically saying Brady was just a pawn in his game of winning. We've all seen that's wrong. Belichick decided to change and give all this love to Cam Newton, who couldn't throw the football, when all he had to do was do that to Tom, and he would have still had the guy that won the
Super Bowl. Yeah, but Tom was already gone. He gives credit to Billy Swivel, the equipment manager at Michigan, before he does...
before he says anything about Bill Belichick.
Listen,
do you give credit to Pebbles, Wiggy? Do you like Pebbles?
Yeah, but Pebbles and I didn't win championships together.
Did she do you dirty, Wiggy?
Oh, they all did me dirty,
okay,
yes.
So when you get done dirty, do you treat that person with respect?
But when you win multiple championships, and if she had treated me dirty from day one, but we had this giant success together, and it was about, I could return and still continue this great relationship of winning and go, all right, well, it's...
Would they take you back over there at Jammin'?
Yeah, if you see their ratings, they would.
They would.
But take you back.
We need a poll on that.
They definitely would. I run into people all the time that say they
Pebbles
miss me.
And her new cast or Wiggy back. We need a poll on that.
Believe me. Have you heard it lately?
Wiggy does have a poll. Wiggy's the only person that knows Tom and Bill personally. So if you're saying that Bill changed less than Tom Brady, then that holds some weight. I also think, I don't know if this is true, but in the Patriots locker room, do they do bulletin board material like we always talk about with other teams? Because if they do, I think that this Brady commercial is top of the list.
You think it is?
For Mac Jones?
Yeah.
They say, he's saying that New England would take him back instead of you.
Yeah, but we all know it is they do bulletin board material. But
did you guys?
Yeah, we use that to motivate us. But it's simple. Listen, Bill has kind of changed in the sense of maybe the way he kind of handles the players because they're new style of players. Yeah. But the Bill Belichick that I played on is the same Bill Belichick that coached Tom Brady for his 19 years. So, and that means calling players out, being critical of players and their performance of what they do behind the scenes, right? So, you know who Bill Belichick is, not wanting to pay guys. Like, that's who you know who he is. Brady's the one who changed to a point where, hey, listen, I want to be able to do commercials. I want to be able to go on social media and do this and do that.
A Subway commercial. Who would have expected freaking Subway commercial?
You talking about Belichick?
No, Brady.
Oh, because Belichick did a Subway commercial.
Yeah, one guy's TB12.
So they do the exact same thing, and we're saying one changed and one didn't?
Yeah, but one has a health and fitness line.
Coca-Cola is poison. And Subway is eat Subway.
Subway's healthy.
He doesn't eat strawberries.
How can it be healthy when they keep testing the tuna fish and there's no actual tuna fish in it?
And you keep asking why he won't say nice things about this region. This show, the first hour and 40 minutes, is why.
Because
people here are ungrateful DBs. Like
if we took him back, would Jack have to be the defensive coordinator?
probably.
So you're ripping him for something that Bill actually did.
We got to get to the news.
Okay. I was just going to say, who changed more?
Who changed more? Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up. Okay. We'll also get to the dumbest of the day after the news. And during the news, next with Courtney, why a Florida doctor is refusing to treat some patients. We'll get to that coming up next.
A big W for the Sox as they take down the Rays.
And here's the throw, and he is... Oh! The ball game is over! Oh, to third, Joey Wendell!
Tomorrow night,
Cora and the Sox get a series underway in Chicago with the White Sox. Pre-game 7-10, first pitch 8-10.
Back by the wall, and it is long gone! Over the monster seat!
On your exclusive home for Red Sox baseball.
WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
The city allows people to throw out their garbage the night before at 5 p.m. Well, hello.
The news.
No. I can tell you, if I were invited, I would have declined.
With your host...
My number one irrational fear is when you're in a pool and you think a shark's in there.
Courtney Cox.
No. During training camp instead of the Olympics... What?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Ooh.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
A lot of Boston parents are excited today, like Greg said. School is back in session, but there is a downside. Some families in Boston say they still don't know for sure whether their children will have a bus to get to school this morning.
No drivers.
Correct. Shortage of drivers. Here's the Boston school superintendent.
So we anticipate that there could be some delays. We're not sure what the traffic will bring us tomorrow with the rain, but we are really excited to welcome our students back.
Welcome your students back, but don't kids get merits if they're late to school? I know I did when I was in school.
Why don't we start up with the self-driving buses or the robot bus drivers, Ken? What do you think about that? No. Wiggy, weren't you a bus driver at one point?
I did. I drove the Alamo bus, but it was a rent-a-car.
Uh-huh. Oh.
So, I mean, I guess I could probably, you know, do the same thing. Yeah. It would be the short bus nowadays if they still have those.
Can one still use that term? An appropriate term to use?
Right. The bus is shorter than a long bus.
Well, you still don't think.
When I drove the Alamo bus.
I think that left with Ordway.
No, when I drove the Alamo bus at the rent-a-car, it was more of the shorter bus than it was the long bus. Right.
So, hey, by the way, quick note on the new economy with nobody working anymore.
Yes.
Rental car companies. I thought I was going to see an absolute riot in Palm Beach. Every single person who was renting a car took the Hertz bus to Hertz. There's one person there. And so you check in, no matter who you rented your car from, 200 people in line with one person working because they can't get anybody to do the job.
Well, why would you work? You just get a check from the government.
Yeah, right.
They're trying that out in Cambridge, you know, the $500 a month from the government. Yeah,
$1,000 a week.
Yeah, it's $500 a month. I think is it a month or a week?
I thought it was a month.
I think it's a month. $500 a week.
I mean,
They're just giving it a try.
Well, then have that one where they're giving out $1,000 to go back to work.
That was just back to work. This is an income that the government pays your check, like your income.
Oh, really?
All year, yeah.
Wow.
So you get some extra time to Netflix and do whatever you want to do.
Extra cashish?
Yeah.
Speaking of the government, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker said Wednesday a return to remote learning as an option for school districts is not under consideration, even as communities like Melrose deal with outbreaks. Here's Baker.
Schools have a certain number of days baked into their calendar that they're allowed to miss. And I think our view at this point is in-person learning is where we should be and where we should stay. And anybody who isn't vaccinated, who's eligible, should get vaccinated and take advantage of these clinics that we've put up.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Getting the kids back in school, I think, is the play. Your son started school today, correct?
Yeah, he did. He did go to, today was their first day of school at Central Catholic, so I think they're wearing masks. But he got vaccinated. So
football Friday nights.
Friday night, big game against Springfield Central. We got to go down to the field. So go to Springfield. Excellent. So big game though. Got a number one team in the state.
Got a new quarterback wearing number one. Cam Newton will be quarterback over there. Thanks to Wiggy.
Backup.
Do you help with coaching at all?
No. They don't allow me on the sidelines.
Oh, okay.
He speaks to the coach frequently. Let me.
Calls before and after.
I
is there a kid named Wiggins on your team? No. Just want to remind you, coach.
I helped out freshman year, but I wanted to be more involved in the coaching. But, you know, it's just they got a good coaching staff there.
I would bet they would want you out there.
You think so?
I guess maybe once your son is gone.
I still like to coach.
Yeah.
I don't need to coach just my kid.
Right.
There's like a three-hour practice, and 2 hours of it is Wiggy instructing the kids on what to do, and they never get any actual drills in.
Well, for this school year, a senior at Rutgers, Logan Holler, a psychology major, decided to sign up for all virtual classes.
Okay.
He hasn't taken and doesn't want the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
On August 27th, he said he went online to pay his tuition, but he was locked out of his Rutgers email and related accounts. He said he called the university's vaccine hotline, and a representative said he had to be vaccinated even if his classes were all remote.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
So he can't.
He cannot take remote classes from his bedroom.
Right. If he's not vaccinated?
Is this
a real story?
This is a real story.
That is the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of ridiculous stories on college campuses all across America.
Well, in BC, like, don't you have to be vaccinated in order? Well,
I would assume not for if you want to take your classes remotely.
Online.
I mean, what is going on in this country?
Are they still doing online, though?
This kid could sign up for virtual classes. But last spring, Rutgers was the first university in the country to mandate vaccines for students.
Do they have an explanation as to why?
Not really. I have the article in front of me. One representative said Holler could request an exemption, so he did. If accepted, it could take 2 to 4 weeks before he was reinstated. Hmm. That makes no sense.
It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's the new normal.
Yeah, it is the new normal.
An irrational fear. Three zebras have yet to be corralled after they got loose last week, according to Prince George's County Animal Control.
Where is this? What state?
Upper Marlboro.
What state?
I think it's Massachusetts.
No, I think it's Maryland.
No, Maryland.
Okay.
Upper Marlboro.
Come on, Joe. Maryland. Like, Massachusetts.
How did three zebras get loose?
Somebody left the gate open.
Are you allowed?
Well,
what does one do when they encounter a zebra in the
wild? We could hear. No, do not do that. Why? We can hear because
isn't a zebra just a horse?
No.
A horse with stripes?
Here is Chief Rodney Taylor.
They won't attack you. Please do not try to corner them, try to catch them. Like I said earlier, they're not used to being handled by humans, so they will kick. Zebras do bite. So please, if you happen to see them, just give us a call and let us know, but just stay away.
See, a zebra, isn't it a horse with stripes? I believe it is.
It's in the family. I assume it's in the horse family.
So why wouldn't you be able to ride a zebra? Yeah,
well, because they said they're not used to humans.
They don't like horses humans. Weren't used to humans until somebody got on his back and rode it.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. The United States Postal Service is investigating a mail carrier in Maryland after being caught on camera throwing mail out of the side of his truck onto homeowners' front lawn.
You know, he probably doesn't have the time to get out of his truck and actually put it in the mailbox.
Thought that was social distance.
Here is a neighbor, Allie Moran. She does say in this UPS, but it is regular U.S. postal vehicle.
We had a UPS guy just throw a package in the yard. Do your job. If you don't want to take it all the way to the door, then, I mean, I understand, like, if you got, like, problems or something, but, I mean, that's what you get paid to do.
I mean, that is annoying. Imagine going out to your front lawn and all your mail is scattered.
I mean, how important is the mail, really, at this point?
Anyway? Oh, very important.
Do away with the mail. I hate mail.
No, it's very important.
What do you get that matters?
Nothing.
Wedding invites, save the dates.
Email that stuff. Like, everything should be done electronically, unless you're delivering packages. Yeah.
Also think a handwritten thank you note is really nice.
No one cares about that. Why can't you type? What's the difference if you type it?
Oh, I'm all about handwritten notes.
Do away with the mail. I hate mail.
Wow, you're taking my role today, ripping just a nice mailman.
I'm sorry. Listen, I don't hate mailmen. I hate mail because it's the stupid papers that you get like that. To whether it's Stop and Shop or Star Market, this coupon, that coupon.
I love Shaw's coupons.
You're not a coupon.
I'm not a big coupon guy, and so what it does is just a bunch of junk mail that piles up, and you got to end up burning it anyway. So
anything worse than being behind a person who is using like 100 coupons? I hate people who say coupon. Also, it's coupon. But there's using 100 of them at the grocery store.
I've never
seen
a coupon.
Should be a coupon
like
lane.
The ones that have the binders.
It's like the people with the scratch tickets.
Yes.
Like
they jail.
There should be a separate line for the scratchies.
Right.
Separate line.
There should be a self-checkout for scratchies. They're doing it everywhere else.
Great point. You scan the ticket. That's a good point. Yeah, they should do that. You're right. We're going to do that as soon as we get done with the bike lane.
Yeah. Two men accused in a St. Louis romance scam are making a court appearance. The men are accused of tricking an Eastern Missourian into giving them, get this, $1.2 million.
Wow. What?
Yep. Investigators say one of them started communicating with the individual in 2019. On an internet dating site.
Oh, boy.
And convinced them to send money.
Huh.
They're charged with mail fraud, wire fraud, and identity theft.
That reminds me, finally finished Clickbait.
Hmm.
And shocking end, by the way.
I should continue?
Yes.
I'm on episode 3.
It's excellent. The acting is suspect in some areas.
Well, it's Vinny Chase.
Adrian Grenier or whatever his name is. He's good. But I don't want to spoil it. But
no, please don't.
Shocking end on who did the actual... the dirty deed, the crime. Ooh. Did you watch American Crime Story Impeachment, Curtis?
I did, last night.
What'd you think?
Slow. I thought it was slow off the top. I hate that they begin at the end. Like, we all know what happened. Like, you don't need to start it 5 years later.
I thought it was good. It got panned by the critics. But I thought it was pretty... The actress who plays Paula Jones is fantastic, by the way.
Is that the Monica Lewinsky story?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes, impeachment.
I never agree with the critics, so I'm very excited about it.
It was good.
To say there's a bomb in my luggage,
so
the plane can't take off. Yeah. Can you imagine being on that plane and having to deplane for that?
Ugh. Wow, was that a bomb?
Do you guys know what stealthing is?
Stealthing?
Stealthing.
Stealthing.
No. Yes.
No, no idea.
Walking around quietly.
California lawmakers moved to make the state the first to outlaw stealthing, which is removing a condom without permission during intercourse.
Oh, I was close.
Yep, you were.
Why would somebody? Why would someone? Why would someone do that?
They want maybe they wanted to feel better, or somebody wants to have kids. I don't know.
They have to pass a law on this.
We'll get a prophylactic, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're adding the act to the state's civil definition of sexual battery. It makes it illegal to remove the condom without obtaining verbal consent. But it doesn't change the criminal code.
Is that already a law?
That may be my favorite moment of the show in 2 years.
That is a law. You need consent.
Be careful, you athletes out there. A lot of stealthing going on.
No.
Walking around quietly.
No, I'm sure athletes are not stealthing.
It's not the woman who does it. It's the
man.
It's the man who does
it. Oh, they poke holes in it.
No.
What's that called?
Oh, I know you get warned as an NFL rookie that, don't you get warned that women are going to...
Gotta be careful.
Go fetch the condom out of the
does that work?
Out of the toilet. Yeah.
Well, I thought once it was in the open air, that was it.
I heard that too, but then I heard that that's not true.
You heard that that's not
they
true.
They take it and they freeze it.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Florida.
Wow. I thought I knew everything. I had no idea that the stealthing was a thing.
Yeah, so you have to be careful out there.
Yeah. I thought that was when you go down to the refrigerator late at night
and eat some...
Eat some leftovers without anybody in the house knowing that you're doing it.
Well, I'm guessing this is for like STDs. Guys taking it off without the female knowing it, and then there's an STD contracted.
Ah, okay. All right.
Stay safe out there.
Well, yeah.
Florida, okay. They're not like the rest of us.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
A Florida doctor says she will stop treating patients in person if they're not vaccinated against COVID-19, citing the risk of exposing immunocompromised patients and staffers to the virus. Here is Dr. Linda Marincini.
I understand people are free to choose, but to me, it's a problem when it affects other people. When it comes to the safety of others, and when it comes to it's a global health problem, community health problem, at this point, I really say that this is where it draws a line in the sand for me.
Huh.
Yep.
So is that a Hippocratic Oath violation? I mean, are you supposed, what if somebody's in an emergency situation?
Right. I think you're supposed to treat them,
right? Supposed to treat them, I thought. Is this what the doctors are? Do people who have other viruses, does she tell them they have to be treated remotely, or how does that?
Yeah, does she not treat measles?
How does that work?
The flu.
Yeah. All right. Interesting.
The 1996 BMW that Tupac was shot in four times at a stoplight 25 years ago is being sold for $1.7 million, according to TMZ. His car is now being auctioned off by a dealer in the same city after it was painstakingly restored.
Does it have the bullet hole still in it?
It says it was restored. Why? There's photos of it online.
Mm-hmm. Why would you buy it?
That's Ernie Bach. You jump on that.
Why
would you want the car?
1.7 is nothing for Ernie.
But why would you want the car that Tupac was shot in?
Great talking piece.
That's history.
Yeah. You're walking around. Hey, what's that car? This car. You know what? This one. This is the car Tupac was killed. Allegedly killed in.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah.
I mean, this past weekend, I saw a story where Michael Jordan's used underwear sold for over $500.
Yeah?
It did?
Yeah.
It's been washed.
He was stealthy.
Boxers or briefs guy, Michael Jordan?
Briefs.
I'm sure it were Hanes, because Hanes was Michael's big thing.
Yeah. Tidy whities. So
yeah, I don't. People collect like the serial killer stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's
like Jonathan Davies, I think, from the, is that his name? The guy from Korn, is that his name? Ken,
not sure. Not a Korn.
He's
guy.
A huge serial killer memorabilia collector.
Oh, is he? Like Ted Bundy and
like Ed Gein, tractor salesman.
Who's the other guy? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes, yes.
No bullet holes in this. They've been, as Coco said, restored.
Oh, yes, man. I'm looking at it. It looks brand new. I mean, it's obviously not brand new.
Why would you want the thing?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good talking point.
Yeah, but still.
And if you're a big Tupac.
But if it's the talking point, then they're like, oh, where are the bullet holes? Right. Like, oh, I had, you got to have the bullet holes.
Yeah, but if you're a rapper,
uh-huh.
like the baby.
Yep.
And you buy, and you were to buy this, that would, it would be cool if it had, if it still had the bullet.
Yeah, I think if it still
had the baby, still canceled.
No, the baby's back.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah, he was
after kinda, the short, Kanye
short
appearance.
Cancellation.
Kind of on Kanye's thing. Yeah, now he's back.
You see that dude who had the forehead diamond?
Yeah,
a little Uzi Vert.
Ripped out?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. $24 million.
That was a 20.
He still has the diamond.
What? Yeah, but he had a $24 million diamond in his forehead.
Yeah.
How much money does the guy have?
I don't know.
He's got a $24 million diamond.
Yeah.
In his forehead.
Little Uzi.
And then a fan ripped it out when he was doing a show or whatever, but he got it back.
Yeah.
Speaking of dark stuff, you gave me a podcast to listen to, S-Town, you can't say the word.
Yes.
And I started it. I'm almost done episode 2. I hope that it picks up. I'm confused.
No, it's really good.
Okay.
It's probably the best true crime podcast that there is.
Okay.
S-Town, ever.
Because you said ever. That, so I know that there's going
to
be a big turning
point. Did you get to the part
point?
Where they start talking to the dude who's
yes.
in it? Yes. That's the guy's, the guy's the weirdest human being
I
ever.
Like Bedard's podcast.
Yeah. I mean, after you're done with that, you got to give Craigslist a try. Probably the best thing that you can
I'm
find
a Bradford
on the Odyssey
guy.
App. Craigslist. Ken, we gotta add some more music to
Craigslist.
You
keep saying that.
Yeah,
you keep
sending
me.
I know you have new duties here, but can we go back to working on Craigslist?
You just sent me the whole Harry Belafonte collection the last time you sent me new music.
Now that Cam's gone, you can play whatever. So I guess you can get anything on Craigslist.
Yes, you can. All right, is that it?
That is it on the news.
Courtney, thank you. And a quick reminder, speaking of the Odyssey app, if you can't listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com or you can download the Odyssey app and then you can listen to us from wherever you are.
Patriots QB Matt Jones on Merlone and Fourier as he chatted about Cam Newton's release.
Obviously, he was a really good mentor to me. I know we'll stay in touch. Obviously, Cam's a great guy and a great player, and hopefully he lands somewhere. And I definitely learned a lot from him. And here is just everybody's in it together. It's not just a one-man show. I'm just going to keep learning from whoever I can learn from and be a sponge.
Matt Jones joins Merlone and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
This is WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.